Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations, galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Pull up a Bloody Mary, a mimosa, or some prune juice.
Does he have some magic in him? Nix drops back.
And get a serving of Blazers, Ducks, Beavers, and other hot menu items.
Underneath, touchdown, Ducks! Wow!
This is Sports Sunday with Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher.
Oh! Off the upright! And good!
On the Odyssey app and 1080.
All these things are true. I wouldn't lie. I don't lie to you guys, baby.
The Fan.
Hour number two here on Sports Sunday. Rashad Taylor, Joe Fisher, Jordan Schultz. We are kicking it here. And we're pretty excited for what's about to come up here because it's the end of this WGC match play semifinal. And what is cool about this, Rashad, though, is that they will play this round of golf, and then they have another round of golf today for the championship, for the final round. So these dudes have to play two rounds of golf in a day for this tournament.
That's brutal.
I know.
That's brutal. Just the thought of it.
God, just the worst, man. I feel so bad for these guys. But I don't feel bad for this guy on the phone right now, because we have Marcus Greaves, former 1080 The Fan personality, former Oregon State Beaver, and current sports anchor at CBS8 down in San Diego.
Former best-looking guy here at 1080 The Fan.
Well, that's debatable. That's
no longer the case, though.
I don't know about that. But Marcus Greaves is on the air right now. Marcus Greaves, what's up, man?
Fellas.
What's going
man,
on, bro?
I can't tell you how excited I am, man.
Dude.
You know, you sent me the text yesterday, and I was like, this is a match made in heaven, brother.
So you don't respond to my text, though, bro? What's up with that?
Oh, my gosh, Rashad.
Come on, bro. Brother. Come on, bro.
You know what it is, man.
Okay. I thought it was beef for a second.
Dude, we'll get into the reason why I had you is because, you know, you're Aztec, San Diego State. They got a big game today. But before we get into all of that, man, it was, what, four years ago you moved down to San Diego?
4 years, brother. I'm going on year two now. So
two?
I think it's 4 years that he left the Fan. He left us.
Oh, that's what
and,
it was.
Yeah, went somewhere locally. But yeah, man, out there in San Diego, that's got to be dope.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, I'm sure it sucks, and I'm sure you're like, God, why did I ever leave Portland? I can't stand it here. It's a terrible decision, I'm sure, right?
You know, here's the thing. I absolutely love the city. Now, I still am adjusting sometimes that during NFL season, since there's no Chargers here, every once in a while, you know, I'm reading the highlights out at the station, and I'll say the San Diego Chargers. And I didn't think it was that bad of a problem, you know, big of a deal at all. And, you know, I apologize once or twice, but the first time I ever said it, I get back, like, my second day in the studio, and I have, like, 400 emails. They're like, get this new sports guy out of town. He doesn't know the difference between the L.A. and San Diego Chargers. Get him out. We've already had enough. And I was like, well, maybe it's time to go back to the fan, man.
Hey, it can't be any worse than the text line, all right? I mean.
Oh, brother. That thing is. I already know it's going off right now. They're like, why is this guy back over here?
My first show, I called. I was going through a whole bunch that day, but my very first show, I called baseball runs points, and the text line went crazy. You know, I'm like, was just one of those things. Yeah, there's no room for mistakes in this line of work.
Well, I mean, Marcus, you brought it up. I mean, you moved down to San Diego 2 years ago, and I mean, what's like the adjustment been like? You come from Portland, where you got an NBA team, and that's about it. You got your Ducks and you got your Beavers, obviously. But then you go down to, I mean, a top market in the U.S. You got an MLB team. The NFL team just bails. So then, I mean, like, it's kind of like Portland, where you have almost one show in town. What's it been like adjusting down there as far as covering sports in San Diego?
Yeah, it's definitely much different. And you being used to, you know, football, basketball, Ducks, Beavers, Blazers, it was a really great setup in Portland. That's why I love the city and I love covering the sports there. And I love it here too, but it's so much different because it's tennis, it's golf, it's all the sports that I'm absolutely terrible at and I love watching, but I'm like, why can't I do that? So it makes it much worse. So now here's a quick story to complain. I was able to go play down in Torrey Pines when the Farmers Open was here. They let all the media players go play. And first of all, I go out there thinking, I'm an athlete. I can make something shake. That's just how we think. I don't know why, but it's just we always think we can do anything.
Yeah, just put the ball now, in my hands I got it done. Yeah.
Put me in, coach.
And after the first hole, to put it in perspective, the first hole, you know, the rough on the edges was pretty tough. But I took some golf lessons when I was younger. My grandfather gave me them. So I know how to play. That's why I was saying I have a little bit of confidence. Man, when I got out there, by the end of the first hole, I lost 14 balls. And I was like, I don't want to do this ever again. And we had the whole, like, I was so done with golf after that it was just tough. But to be honest with you, man, the sports is really cool from a broadcast perspective. It just gives you a whole different sense of broadcasting. You got to call things differently. You got to adjust a little differently because, you know, you can't just live off of the highlight dunks or the big catches or the touchdowns. It's like you got to know your stuff to be here because anybody who's here, you know, they're probably towards retirement. They enjoy the rich folk sports, the ones that are a little less, little slower pace. I think it's been an interesting adjustment, but it's been obviously a great time.
San Diego is my absolute favorite city in the United States. I don't know if there is a cooler place, better weather, you know, hotter chicks. I think San Diego is off top one of the dopest places in the world.
Young athlete Marcus Greaves on TV, man, is just having a terrible time out there with the ladies.
He looks gross, right? You know, so what's been the best part for you as far as getting used to a new city?
I think it's just been the chance to meet a whole bunch of different people. And it was funny, I was just talking to my coworkers about this the other day. Before I moved here to San Diego, because when I took this job, you know, I'd never been here before. I had no idea what it was like. There was only two things I could base it off of. I was told one time by one of my former teammates after spring break, I'm not going to go into full detail, he said, man, I just had spring break down in San Diego, and blankety, blankety, blank. He gave me all the details I needed, and it sounded like I needed to move there or at least visit.
Straight up.
And then second was I watched Anchorman, so that's about it. Those are the two things I had. So I was like,
San Diego.
It's a party city, and I thought the whole thing was on the beach, which it's not. I learned that very quickly. And then I watched Anchorman, so I was like, well, this is it, fellas. I made it.
Have you got lost in the hood yet in San Diego?
If there was one that I could call it, yeah.
It's there.
I would love to find it. Sometimes I go, I try and find it. The food here's great. The environment's great. It's, you know, like right now, I'm looking out my window and it's, I want to probably say 70 degrees and sunny.
You're good. You can stop there.
You don't have to. It was snowing here yesterday, bro. So
you're fine.
That lets you know exactly how great our weather is here. So glad you don't miss it.
So we'll get into this next segment here. But you posted up in San Diego for the game today. Where are you watching San Diego State versus Creighton? You got to be in the studio. Where at?
I got my big TV that I have set up right now. That was not a flex, I promise. I spent too much money on this TV. Sitting right in my living room. I got my notepad ready. I got my notes ready. I'm just going to observe. It's going to be an interesting matchup. And I don't know why. I don't know if this is our easy segue into this matchup with Creighton. I feel like I'm almost more nervous for this game than I was against Alabama. And I don't know how I feel about that.
Interesting. Well, we have you on for this half hour. I wouldn't be surprised if it turns into 45 minutes, to be honest, because we got this game to talk about. We got some Beavers to talk about with you.
Let's go, baby.
Yeah, let's go. Sure. Well, they had a great year, and they made some moves in the offseason. We got to talk to you about your boy DJU down there. Just catch up with you, man. So we will do that next. We'll talk about the San Diego State matchup against Creighton Elite Eight with Marcus Greaves, former fan personality, Oregon State Beaver, and sports anchor at CBS 8 right here on Sports Sunday.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to Sports Sunday with Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
That's right. We got Marcus Greaves, CBS 8 San Diego, former fan personality and Oregon State Beaver. You know, of course, this is going to happen in your career, Marcus, where it's something happens in San Diego with the Aztecs or Padres, and then everybody starts emailing you and clamoring, come on our show, talk to us, please. And I can't imagine that feels good, but also like somewhat annoying, like, now I'm important. Now you want to talk to me, huh?
Hey, man, you know what? after I was thinking back to it as well, is that, man, I used to be a front desk guy at 24 Hour Fitness in Portland. Now I get to talk sports, and I did get to talk sports in Portland and here. I'm not complaining anymore.
I heard that. Well, speaking of talking sports, man, the talk of the town, the talk of the world, is the tournament right now, and we know the Aztecs are all of one game away from making to the Final Four, a 5 seed. Now, being real, us here in the Northwest, we know very little about the San Diego State team. So kind of enlighten us, man.
Speak for yourself. I know this team like the back of my hand.
Yeah, what's that on the back of your hand, though, bro? Did you notice that?
Don't worry about it.
Exactly. So, man, Marcus, tell us, for the people that don't know, who is the San Diego State team, and how good are they?
So here's the thing with this Aztecs team, and I think that as the tournament's going on, you know how it is. Once a team starts winning more, everybody starts to fall in love with them. Obviously, we've had the chance to cover the Aztecs all season long. Now, they won 30 games, which is already impressive. You know, they have a 30-6 record. But the thing about this Aztecs team, which I don't think a whole lot of people consider when you play them, is that they are loaded with seniors, transfers, and like six-year guys. So you got Matt Bradley, who's probably their best scorer. He came from Cal. This is his sixth year. You have another guy like Agueka Rope. He's a senior. He's been here forever. Keyshaw Johnson. You get a transfer like Darion Tremel. I mean, the list that keeps going on is that all these guys have a ton of experience playing college basketball. And I think when you go up against a team like Alabama, like they did a couple days ago, where that's the number one team in the country, everybody thought Alabama was going to steamroll San Diego State. But also keep in mind, Alabama has a bunch of young players. You know, Brandon Miller, their best player is what? Maybe 20 years old? San Diego State, and they said on the broadcast, is a bunch of grown men. They got 22, 23-year-olds playing. These guys play tough, hard-nosed defense, which is what head coach Brian Dutcher preaches. There's a couple times I asked him during the season, Coach, you know, you guys only scored like 40 points tonight. You know, but you guys still got the win. Offensively, something needs to shake, right? And he's like, nope. As long as we play defense, I don't care. Like, that is the main staple. He said the shots will come, but we are all about defense. And I think we saw that against Alabama as well. They gave Alabama probably the best game I've seen a Mountain West team play in a long time, fellas. I mean, from start to finish, they're tough. They're experienced, hard-nosed defensive team. Offense is extremely secondary to them. You match that with, they got those super athletic guys like Keyshaw Johnson. He's a forward, 6'7" guy, kind of, just to be honest with you, he's just a lob machine. And then you have another guy like Jaden Ledee, 6'9", 260 forward, and that guy is nothing but a wrecking ball. So they got all the pieces, in my opinion, to at least make it to the Final Four. I haven't been watching Creighton like I should have been, I guess, but an interesting piece to it is that Creighton knocked them out of the tournament last year. So this Aztecs team they have experience, they have the leadership, and they have the team. Now, can the offense come when they need it to, like it did against Alabama?
Hey, that's a great pull, though, Marcus. You're like, should watch them a little bit more, but I do know this, that Creighton, that's what you get. That's what you get when you call the sports anchor down in San Diego, those little tidbits right there.
Man, I learned it from you, Joe Fisher. Don't act like I didn't.
You absolutely did not. I am sure of that. If anybody, it was Swigard you got that from.
Hey, my guy.
Hey, and with San Diego State, how does it feel to be the last remaining Pac-12 team in the tournament? Oh, wait, not yet. Not yet, though. But
not yet.
Marcus, I do hear it up here a lot, and I'm sure you've heard it. I mean, you're in somewhat Pac-12 country as well. I mean, not for much longer, because the UCLA and USC and those SoCal teams are going to be bailing. But there's been talk up here, obviously, as San Diego State and what other schools could potentially join the Pac-12. And I don't know about you, but when San Diego State gets brought up here, it's a very much like San Diego State, who cares? I know you might have that little bit of bias in you being down in San Diego, but do you feel that same way? I mean, again, they're the last remaining West Coast team in the tournament right now. They can hold their own against the Pac-12 in football. So what do you say to probably some of the Monday through Friday guys that don't think that San Diego State should be in the Pac-12?
Yeah. The thing with San Diego State, and I do understand from a standpoint of when you think of teams that are going to join the Pac-12, especially with the state that it's in right now, you kind of want like the loud and sexy teams. That's like, you know, these guys are going to join. So say, you say Gonzaga for basketball will join the Pac-12. You'll be like, absolutely. Yep, throw them in there because they're a national powerhouse every year. I think the thing with San Diego State is they need right now with basketball, with football, they're the winningest percentage-wise. They've been the winningest college program in both football and basketball record combined since like 2010. I saw the stat the other day and I didn't believe it. Over Alabama, over Georgia, LSU, you know, all these teams, Ohio State, they have the best winning percentage for a college. And you think, like, these guys should be bigger than they are, right? And I think the big thing is that basketball-wise, they're taking care of it. We see it right now in the tournament. I think a lot of it more is football. Yeah. You know, football does the numbers for any sport. That's why they always say NFL dominates. But you watch San Diego State, record-wise, fantastic. You know, they're getting you 10 wins, 11 wins every year, making it to a bowl game and whatnot. But then you see the product on the field, and you're like, this isn't matching Pac-12 play. And that's no disrespect. San Diego State's a great team. But what I think a lot of us are used to in the Pac-12 football world is, you know, you get the Brandon Cooks. You have the Marcus Mariotas. You know, now don't get me wrong, San Diego State's had some dudes before. But at the same time, you know, if you're going to come to the Pac-12, you got to bring a sexy product. Because if with a conference that's kind of hanging on by a thread, you need that sexy product to be there, be in the spotlight of being in the Pac-12, you know, with the big offense, the tough defense. Find something to get the viewers out there, because right now I think San Diego State, the problem that they're facing football-wise, to be honest, is that they're winning games, but they're your grinded out, we're going to win 21-17 games. And what I really appreciate from head coach Brady Hoke here is he was like, I'm here to win football games, man. I'm not here to entertain the fans, you know. And I think, don't get me wrong, that was an absolute bar that he dropped. But at the same time, obviously, you need ticket sales. You want people to be excited about the product. They are changing things, though. I'm going to tell you this right now. I just went to their spring game the other day. They have a whole lot of young guys with a whole lot of talent. And there's a couple guys I was like, you know, selfishly, I was hoping Oregon State would have stolen. I don't know what the heck we were doing. But I think the product is going to get there. I just think San Diego State needs to see maybe a bar that the Pac-12 has set. Like, we need you guys here in regards to not the wins, but I guess the on the sexy scale, if that makes sense.
Oh, totally. And, you know, when you think sexy, you definitely think Brady Hoke. I mean, dude, you honestly blew my mind right there. I'm like, holy crap, Brady Hoke is the coach over there? I completely forgot about that. That is great.
Coach Hoke, baby.
Rashad, you had something?
I did, man. So you moved out there at a kind of a weird time. The Pac-12 is going through some changes, as we know. But what's it been like to kind of been covering the Pac-12 for, you know, the first few years of your career as far as working in journalism, and now completely to a completely different environment with the Mountain West? What's that adjustment been like for you?
It's been interesting because I don't know if the Mountain West loves football as much as the Pac-12 does. Now, obviously, they're two different products. But with that being said, I'm just talking about from the actual standpoint of a fan. Like, here, the one thing I can appreciate about Oregon State fans, great example, I'm sorry, Joe, you knew it was coming, but I got to say, is that Oregon State fans, it was win or lose, you just booze, man. Like, I remember being on some absolutely awful football teams, but those fans were always there. They love football. But even when San Diego State, great example this season, a couple times I went to the games, and, like, these guys, they're not bad. Again, San Diego State's good, you know. They get you 10 wins. And a lot of, you know, I was saying that back in the day, a couple years ago, before Oregon State had the 10-win season, I was saying that if Oregon State even had 6 wins, there would be a riot in Corvallis because everyone would be so excited. And year in and year out, San Diego State's getting you 10 wins, but the fans just, I don't know if they're just not excited, the product isn't sexy enough for them or what, but they just, it's weird because you go from covering diehard to, we really like football. We like football, but, you know, the difference in diehard and we like football is a big gap.
Yeah, it's I like football, but I need to make it to the racquetball club by 5.
I like football, but we have the most beautiful beaches in the world. Yep. So.
Hey, I mean, you hear that with the West Coast, man. It's like we love our sports, but we love to get out and do stuff. It's we keep things in perspective here on the West Coast.
Mm-hmm. Right? No, we try to.
We know how
it's
to
important.
Live. Yeah, and I'm as I suspected, Marcus. We've gotten up to the half hour, and we still haven't covered everything that we want to talk to you about. So you got 15 more minutes with us before the game starts at 11:20 ish.
Come on, man, I'm ready.
Let's
dope,
go, bro.
Dope. All right, one more segment with Marcus Greaves here on Sports Sunday. But first, Jordan Schultz with a Sports Center update.
Sports Sunday with Rashad and Joe on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
All right. Got Marcus Greaves back here for one more segment because we have two teams that we want to cover. But first, we're going to cover the team that he was a part of, the Oregon State Beavers. Marcus, dude, what a year last year, right?
Man, I'm going to tell you guys, my mental health needed that.
Oh, yeah, because just being in San Diego, just, oh, God.
Yeah, right, that's, how can I escape
hey, you
this
know
paradise?
What? You know what, I'm not going to do that. I'm sure there are people in San Diego that, you know, they need to have that person to talk to, and they have their moments, so I get it. But, yeah, I'm sure that having that, like you were saying, win or lose, just booze, I'm sure there was a lot of booze in last year because of the wins.
Oh, man, listen. They're lucky that I work on Saturdays and I anchor on Saturdays, or I would be an absolute mess, or I would have, because some of those games between the Fresno State game that they won on the last second, or even the Civil War game, or I guess it's not called the Civil War anymore.
The Stanford game.
Stanford, don't get me started. I'm telling you, man, it was. You can just go down the list. But
see, it just needs to be a segment on your show, like Victory Drinks with Marcus Greaves. What
very
is
good?
And they switch over to you, and you're already 4 drinks in, and then we sponsor it. See, I got you. I'll sell it. Don't worry.
There was a couple times right before I was going down to go do the sports show that, man, I had my phone in my hand, and like during a soundbite, I had to look at the score because they were in overtime. I was like, please tell me they won.
He's falling apart mid-segment.
Man, I know it had to have been tough. The one year that Oregon State, and we think that this is going to be a bit of a trend, but the one year that Oregon State was really, really competitive and really, really kind of one of the standouts of the Pac-12, and you kind of had to watch from hundreds of miles away as you covered a lot of Mountain West football. But as a Beaver, right, as a somebody who bleeds black and orange, like how great did it feel to watch your Beavs play as well as they did and then also go on to beat Big Brother at the end of the year?
Okay. You don't have to answer that second part, but yeah, go ahead.
Yes, I do. It's time for me to say no.
Hey, man, I went to UNLV, so I don't have much to celebrate about as far as football is concerned. So, yes, I need to know how somebody feels from a winning team.
Yeah, man, it was just awesome to see for a couple of reasons, but more importantly, as being a former player, man, there's nothing worse than not, and it's not wasting your years when you don't do great, but it's, you know, college football, you have a picture of what it should be in your head. It should be obviously be a lot of wins. It should be great times. It should be building chemistry. It should be building a program that you just look back on, you're like, it was cool that I was a part of that. And I think those guys really got to experience that last year. Now, again, both of you guys know, Oregon State at one point when I was there, people were mopping the floor with us. I could give you a million different times that I remember sitting there saying, this is not how college football should be. Or at least, I don't want us to be like this. You know, the 49-0 at halftime against UCLA, the 68-21 beating we took against Washington.
Hey, you got 21.
even throw in a couple of Civil War games, man, where it's like, this is not college football. You know, this is not what I pictured it to be. And Oregon State's a better school than this. But to see them dominate like they did this year, I mean, it's just a testament to Jonathan Smith. And I know it's so cliche to people say culture, that it's all about changing the culture. You change your culture, everything changes. And the thing for me is their mentality. They're no longer like, as long as we don't go in and get beat by a lot, that's how it kind of was. You know, it seems like sometimes at Oregon State when I was there. But now it's like, okay, we got to handle business here. We got to beat these guys by this way. I mean, every single game you look at, to me, they were, I mean, they were in every game, but they just looked so much more confident. And I think that's a big thing. You know, there was games that they shouldn't, in my opinion, they were not playing good enough to win, and they still found a way to win. And that's when I knew it was different. I mean, from a former player, I'm just happy to see that, because there's nothing worse than feeling like your college time is wasted with ugly losses.
So, that was last season. You got next season. And I'm sure you know, just like all of us up here, that this is a hyped Pac-12 season. Teams were great last year. You've got some quarterbacks that are returning and coming into the conference that are remaining, that are amazing. And one of those quarterbacks coming in is DJU, because I'm not going to attempt to do the last name right now. I don't want to butcher it. But DJU from Clemson, former five-star man. It didn't work that well out at Clemson, so he goes to Oregon State without even seeing the campus. Check must have been nice. I said that he was, what is the great Hawaiian spot down there? Is it a
local boy?
Yeah, baby. Yeah. I said, I was like, I bet you they gave him some ownership in that. That was one of the reasons that they got him down here. But DJU, he's going to be likely the starting quarterback for Oregon State. I mean, you want to talk about expectations. That's something that Oregon State hasn't had for a while. How are you feeling about the team going in this year?
Man, you have Martinez returning at running back.
You got DJ
Uiagalelei.
You got it.
There it is. You got him coming in at quarterback. You still got a lot of great guys returning. I think keeping the majority of the coaching staff together has been huge for the Beavers, because I remember having, you know, two or three different offensive coordinators when I was at Oregon State. Actually, yeah, three different when I was there. I think it's just big that they kind of have everything set. You know, there's no more like, okay, you have to figure out how this offensive coordinator likes to call things, or this one or that one. It's, they're only focused on moving forward. Now, you look at their schedule, to be honest with you, it's pretty favorable. You got San Jose State, UC Davis. You played San Diego State in Corvallis, which, yes, I will be at that game.
Oh, boy.
And yes, I love Aztec fans, but I will talk a mess to y'all. I am so prepared for that. A couple of my coworkers went to San Diego State, and I remember telling them, we made a bet. I said Oregon State beats them 48-17. Now, don't repeat that, because I am a diehard Beaver, but, you know, that could be San Diego State's only loss. But, you know, you just, to be honest with you, you look at the schedule, and it's really favorable. You get Utah at home, UCLA at home. The big thing for me is, what's Washington going to look like? They're probably going to be good again, but you get them at home. I mean, it's matching up to be a pretty decent schedule for you. Now, the thing that they did last year that they need to do this year is those tight games, those close games, they made the plays late in the game that helped them get the win. Can they do that again this year? With a guy like DJ, can you get the best out of him? We already know he's talented. I think Coach Smith is going to even take him to the next level of being even better. And I'm excited to see that. You got all the pieces to do it. Now you lose your best defensive guy. Omar Spates transfers to LSU, which I could have a 10-hour show talking about how heartbroken I was when I saw that. But, you know, I think they're just in a right position right now. And they've built enough around the program, built up enough players and brought in enough talent that these guys are a serious threat, you know. And so I saw some people even gave Oregon State a chance to make the playoffs, which is crazy. I never thought I would ever see Oregon State, the Beaver logo next to Ohio State and Alabama. I mean,
the 12 team doesn't start for a couple more years, though, right?
Oh, shots fired.
Hey, man, I'm still waiting for y'all to ride that wave and get that natty. You guys deserve it, right?
Ish. We have a weird relationship with the Ducks right now, and they're, you know, it's not quite the way we thought it would be. But you just laid all that stuff out about the Beavers and what some people expect. So based on everything you just said, Marcus Greaves, what do you expect for your Beavers for this 22-23 season?
You heard it here, man. I'm going to say I think they
– 23-24 season, right? Whoops.
Yeah.
23-24, yeah.
I'm going to say this. I think they lose one game this year.
Whoa.
We're going with the Alex Crawford Oregon State prediction right now.
No. Only because I think you could beat Washington at home. I think you can beat teams, you know, like UCLA at home, like Utah at home. Now, the only thing is that...
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sports Sunday with Rashad and Joe on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
All right, got Marcus Gries back here for one more segment because we have two teams that we want to cover. But first, we're going to cover the team that he was a part of, the Oregon State Beavers. Marcus, dude, what a year last year, right?
Man, I'm going to tell you guys, my mental health needed that.
Oh, yeah, because just being in San Diego, just, oh, God.
Yeah, right, that's, how can I escape
hey, you know
this
what?
Paradise?
You know what, I'm not going to do that. I'm sure there are people in San Diego that, you know, they need to have that person to talk to, and they have their moments, so I get it. But, yeah, I'm sure that having that, like you were saying, win or lose, just booze. I'm sure there was a lot of booze in last year because of the wins.
Oh, man. Listen, they're lucky that I work on Saturdays and I anchor on Saturdays, or it would... I would be an absolute mess, or I would have, because some of those games between the Fresno State game that they won on the last second, or even the Civil War game, or I guess it's not called the Civil War anymore.
The Stanford game.
Stanford, don't get me started. I'm telling you, man, it was, you can just go down the list. But
see, it just needs to be a segment on your show, like victory drinks with Marcus Grieve. What
very
is
good.
And they switch over to you and you're already four drinks in and then we sponsor it. See, I got you. I'll sell it. Don't worry.
There was a couple times right before I was going down to go do the sports show that, man, I had my phone in my hand, and, like, during a sound bite, I had to look at the score because they were in overtime. I was like, please tell me they won.
He's falling apart mid-segment.
Man, I know it had to have been tough. The one year that Oregon State, and we think that this is going to be a bit of a trend, but the one year that Oregon State was really, really competitive and really, really kind of one of the standouts of the Pac-12, and you kind of had to watch from hundreds of miles away as you covered a lot of Mountain West football. But as a Beaver, right, as a somebody who bleeds black and orange, like, how great did it feel to watch your Beavs play as well as they did and then also go on to beat Big Brother at the end of the year?
Okay. You don't have to answer that second part, but, yeah, go ahead.
Yes, I do. It's time for me to say it.
Hey, man, I went to UNLV, so I don't have much to celebrate about as far as football is concerned. So, yes, I need to know how somebody feels from a winning team.
Yeah, man, it was just awesome to see for a couple of reasons, but more importantly, as being a former player, man, there's nothing worse than not, and it's not wasting your years when you don't do great, but it's, you know, college football, you have a picture of what it should be in your head. It should be obviously be a lot of wins. It should be great times. It should be building chemistry. It should be building a program that you just look back on, you're like, it was cool that I was a part of that. And I think those guys really got to experience that last year. Now, again, both of you guys know, Oregon State at one point when I was there, people were mopping the floor with us. I could give you a million different times that I remember sitting there saying, this is not how college football should be, or at least I don't want us to be like this. You know, the 49-0 at halftime against UCLA, the 68-21 beating we took against Washington.
Hey, you got 21.
even throw in a couple of Civil War games, man, where it's like, this is not college football. You know, this is not what I pictured it to be. And Oregon State's a better school than this. But to see them dominate like they did this year, I mean, it's just a testament to Jonathan Smith. And I know it's so cliche to people say culture, that it's all about changing the culture. You change the culture, everything changes. The thing for me is their mentality. They're no longer like, as long as we don't go in and get beat by a lot. That's how it kind of was. You know, it seems like sometimes at Oregon State when I was there. But now it's like, okay, we got to handle business here. We got to beat these guys by this way. I mean, every single game you look at, to me, they were in every game, but they just look so much more confident. And I think that's a big thing. You know, there's games that they shouldn't, in my opinion, they were not playing good enough to win, and they still found a way to win. And that's when I knew it was different. I mean, from a former player, I'm just happy to see that, because there's nothing worse than feeling like your college time is wasted with ugly losses.
So, that was last season. You got next season. And I'm sure you know, just like all of us up here, that this is a hyped Pac-12 season. Teams were great last year. You've got some quarterbacks that are returning and coming into the conference that are remaining, that are amazing. And one of those quarterbacks coming in is DJU, because I'm not going to attempt to do the last name right now. I don't want to butcher it. But DJU from Clemson, former five-star man. It didn't work that well out of Clemson, so he goes to Oregon State without even seeing the campus. Check must have been nice. I said that he was, what is the great Hawaiian spot down there? Is it a
local boy?
Yeah,
baby.
Yeah. I said, I was like, I bet you they gave him some ownership in that. That was one of the reasons that they got him down here. But DJU, he's going to be likely the starting quarterback for Oregon State. I mean, you want to talk about expectations. That's something that Oregon State hasn't had for a while. How you feeling about the team going in this year?
Man, you have Martinez returning at running back.
You got DJ
Uiagalelei.
You got it.
There it is. You got him coming in at quarterback. You still got a lot of great guys returning. I think keeping the majority of the coaching staff together has been huge for the Beavers, because I remember having, you know, two or three different offensive coordinators when I was at Oregon State. Actually, yeah, three different when I was there. I think it's just big that they kind of have everything set. You know, there's no more like, okay, you have to figure out how this offensive coordinator likes to call things, or this one or that one. It's, they're only focused on moving forward. Now, you look at their schedule, to be honest with you, it's pretty favorable. You got San Jose State, UC Davis. You played San Diego State in Corvallis, which, yes, I will be at that game.
Oh, boy.
And yes, I love Aztec fans, but I will talk a mess to y'all. I am so prepared for that. A couple of my coworkers went to San Diego State, and I remember telling them, we made a bet. I said Oregon State beats them 48-17. Now, don't repeat that, because I am a diehard Beaver, but, you know, that could be San Diego State's only loss. But, you know, to be honest with you, you look at the schedule, and it's really favorable. You get Utah at home, UCLA at home. The big thing for me is what's Washington going to look like? They're probably going to be good again, but you get them at home. I mean, it's matching up to be a pretty decent schedule for you. Now, the thing that they did last year that they need to do this year is those tight games, those close games, they made the plays late in the game that helped them get the win. Can they do that again this year? With a guy like DJ, can you get the best out of him? We already know he's talented. I think Coach Smith is going to even take him to the next level of being even better. And I'm excited to see that. You got all the pieces to do it. Now you lose your best defensive guy. Omar Spates transfers to LSU, which I could have a 10-hour show talking about how heartbroken I was when I saw that. But, you know, I think they're just in a right position right now. And they've built enough around the program, built up enough players and brought in enough talent that these guys are a serious threat, you know. And so I saw some people even gave Oregon State a chance to make the playoffs, which is crazy. I never thought I would ever see Oregon State, the Beaver logo next to Ohio State and Alabama. I mean,
the 12 team doesn't start for a couple more years, though, right?
Oh, shots fired.
Hey, man, I'm still waiting for y'all to ride that wave and get that natty. You guys deserve it, right?
We have a weird relationship with the Ducks right now, and they're, you know, it's not quite the way we thought it would be. But you just laid all that stuff out about the Beavers and what some people expect. So based on everything you just said, Marcus Greaves, what do you expect for your Beavers for this 22-23 season?
You heard it here, man. I'm going to say I think they
– 23-24 season, right? Whoops.
Yeah.
23-24, yeah.
I'm going to say this. I think they lose one game this year.
Whoa. Yeah.
We're going with Alex Crawford Oregon State prediction right now.
No. Only because I think you could beat Washington at home. I think you can beat teams, you know, like UCLA at home, like Utah at home. Now, the only thing is that Oregon State will always lose a game that they shouldn't lose. That's just how it is. I hate it. You guys know how it is. That's just how college football works. Colorado with Deion Sanders. This might be the hottest take. I said that they might be the fifth team in the conference. But I think that might be Oregon State's only loss. It's on the road. It's against a team that's going to be hyped. Deion Sanders' kid, as much as everybody has so much to say about Deion, he brought in a lot of talent there. So I think Oregon State maybe only has one conference loss. But I don't think they make the playoffs. That might be a little too much for me. But, yes, I do. I do have my Oregon State glasses on. And I can picture myself drinking a shot right now or taking one at Impulse in Corvallis. So that's why I'm saying it.
Well, I'll be honest. I am down to see an 11-1 Oregon State season. I am totally up for that. I am also up for that one loss being to Colorado. I would prefer that one loss to be to Oregon. Hell, I'd prefer two losses and one of those to be to Oregon. But I do have to ask you this. This will be probably the last question is I got to test the baseball acumen. And I also have to ask, how does it feel to cover a team in your market that actually wants to win a championship and is actually trying to win a championship?
Man, I was so excited because now I love baseball. Now, was baseball the number one sport that I covered? Obviously not, because there wasn't any in Portland. But the thing is that I didn't know how intense San Diego fans could be. But covering the Padres in the playoffs last year, that moment where they beat the Dodgers, I have never seen the city act like that. I'm like, it was unreal. Just after the celebration, there's people on top of cars downtown. Like, I was like, this is the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life. It looked like I thought we won a championship. But the thing is, man, covering these guys, it's so interesting because baseball players are so low key and they're so laid back. They're like, yeah, you know, Juan Soto just signed a fat, you know, $100-something million contract. And he just like casually walks in and he's like, hey, man, how you doing? I'm like, bro, you're like, you're a millionaire, like $100,000 or $100 million, and you're just strutting around here like it's not a big deal. I don't know, man. Baseball players blow my mind. It's been a great time covering baseball. The Padres this upcoming year, I know we dropped a lot of cheddar, man. It'll be interesting to see if it all pays out, because right now, a lot of people, as you know, are probably predicting them to have a damn good season. But if they don't meet those expectations, you guys didn't hear it from me. I don't know. I don't know who to blame.
Well,
not too much Padre stuff.
Well, yeah, man. I mean, as a baseball fan and hosting a baseball show, Hot Corner 7-9, you can hear me and Jordan there with Patrick Harris. Shameless plug. Yeah, Padres are, they got a lot of hype around them. And as you said, yeah, they're handing out bags left and right to players. So it'll be intriguing to see them. It'll be intriguing to see what happens with San Diego State here in about 30 to 45 minutes. And it'll be intriguing to see what happens with your Oregon State Beavers this year. And yeah, if you're going to be up in town for that San Diego State-Oregon State game, I might have to figure out a way down there myself. Or you just come up here and we'll have to link up somehow. I know damn well I'm going to have to get down to San Diego, though. We had like two people in the in our, one in sales and then someone in the music department moved down to San Diego also. I got another friend down there, so I feel like it is a well justified me coming down to San Diego to come visit.
Oh yeah, come, Rashad, don't be quiet over there.
Come
either,
on, man.
Man,
I'm already, you already know I'm coming. You text me back, bro.
I'll
we can get this popping.
Times, man.
Yeah,
Sports Sunday field trip to San Diego.
Yeah,
I'm sure we can expense that, right?
I mean, well, you work in sales, man. You can figure it out. Shoot.
Yes, I have a client down in San Diego that I have to go
come on,
see
baby.
For a whole
which
week.
Wouldn't be a total lie. You know, we're just saying.
Yeah.
Just saying, man.
We'll see if we can fudge the numbers. Marcus, dude.
Thank you, bro. Thank
brother,
you so much, man.
It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, we're going to get you back on, man. No doubt. Whether it's Oregon State football season, if the Padres are getting to the World Series, you're our San Diego connect now. You're our guy.
Let's go, baby. Hey, Rashad, man, just thought I'd text you. I'm texting you back right now.
He ain't text me back right now, man. You lying, bro. But either way, man, I appreciate you, man. And Marcus, man, I think I can speak for everybody here at the fan. I'm so proud of you.
Yep,
man, so happy for
dude.
You, bro. And you really deserve, you know, everything that you've earned at this point. So, man, just keep killing it for us down here, bro.
I appreciate that so much, you guys. And just know I wouldn't be here without the fans. So every single one of you guys helped shape me into the broadcaster I am today, man. Whether you believe it or not, I promise you did. So
well, you deserve it, my guy.
You guys, man.
All right, we'll catch up soon, Marcus. You have a good one, and go Aztecs.
Go Aztecs, baby. Y'all boys take care. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, that was Marcus Greaves. Great catching up with him. Just great dude. Loved his time when he was here at the fan. And, yeah, like you said, Rashad, couldn't be happier for him, man. That dude, like, it was evident pretty early. It's like, get him on TV.
Oh, man. When you played, you know, at a school like Oregon State, and honestly, when you got the bone structure that dude has,
look at those cheekbones.
You don't waste them on radio like you do with ugly guys like us, man. You put him in front as much as you can.
For sure. So glad to talk to Marcus. Like I said, we'll have him back most definitely during the Oregon State season, baseball, whatever. He's our San Diego guy now. So we got one more segment. Let's tie a bow on it and talk about something super positive and super great, and that's the Portland Trailblazers, huh? Anybody?
You just really high to really low all of a sudden.
Hey, just keep stacking those L's, baby. All right, we finish up Sports Sunday next here on 1080 The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Sunday with Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Well, we ain't got no problems over here, but the Blazers certainly do.
Tons of problems.
Well, I don't know. Do you consider losing at this point in the season a problem? Because I find that a good thing.
When you go to tank mode and you're resting four of your players and you're keeping your star player out for the next nine games, you are officially, like before we were just bad, right? Let's be real. They weren't tanking. They weren't trying to tank. They just sucked. Now they're an officially, like, they're official, like, we suck, we're tanking.
Well, it was just came out yesterday, I believe, from Shams reported it.
Shams Charania.
Yes.
Mr. Sources guy.
Hey, yeah. Yeah. Mr. Let me just listen to everything Golden State says.
So
I'm
never going to believe anything he writes again, just so you know. He had Jason Quick attached to this, and that is why I believe this story, but yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, I won't go that far, but it was a bad look where, I mean, Moraine was even saying, he's like, they didn't check in with anybody with the Blazers, that Gary Payton stuff. Anyways, I digress.
Other segment, yeah.
Damian Lillard, basically, they're going to be shutting him down. I want to find the exact tweet because it kind of made me laugh, where Shams was like, the Blazers are concerned with a calf, are taking precautions as Lillard deals with a calf injury.
Verbal vomit.
But yeah, precautions because of a calf. Yeah, okay. Granted, a week or so ago, I was saying like, yeah, Dame, your back hurts. Wait, no, it's your hip. Wait, it's no, it's your ankle. Whatever. Just get him out of the gosh dang game. All right. And I'm glad I stopped myself right there. But
almost had a moment.
I got the dump.
Yeah. But that's the true Blazer fandom in me coming out. There's a lot more colorful words than that. But Blazers are shutting down Dame. Who'd you say is not playing tonight? It's Dame, Grant. It's like everybody.
All four out of the five starters at the beginning of this season, and the other starter was traded in Josh Hart, now on the Knicks. So no one on the court to start the game for the Blazers today as they did game.
And I just got a text. They're seeing if I can get some run in tonight. 5 to 10 minutes. The Blazers are asking me.
10-day contract?
Joe Fish is going to suit up.
Yeah, dude, that's like a $300,000 deal right there.
I got some things going on today, though. I don't know if I can make it. But
I'll play. If they need me, guys, I'll play some minutes.
How great would that be if there was just like worst franchise in the NBA? I know that they've done the open tryouts, but it's like, hey, you know what?
Remember when the Jets, you know, and they made a whole movie about it. Mark Wahlberg was the star.
I think that's the Eagles.
Eagles, excuse me. Yeah, Vince Papale. And they made a whole movie about it. What if they just allowed people to just come and do an open run for the Blazers and see if they can play for the rest of the season?
Who is the worst team record-wise? Pistons, Spurs, one of those two? Like, let's say they had a promotional night one night, like last game of the year, the 5-minute, like, we will run a contest, we'll run tryouts, and we will give a roster spot for one night for someone to play like 5 minutes on this court with our. We're not going to do anything. Let's just give this guy, you know, a chance to ball.
Let's put him on the court, give him a jersey.
Oh, I'm sure that people that have been trying to make the league for years would absolutely love that promo night.
Listen,
there's a dude in G League. Like, what the hell is this? Are you kidding me?
All I need is just one. I just need to be able to say, I checked into an NBA game. Here's the box score. Look, 0 minutes, 0 points.
Dude, I want to get Carl, 55-year-old over at the Y, that just has an absolute J. He just knows his shooting form and just post him up at the baseline and, oh, Carl with another 3-pointer.
Oh, man.
And then he gets himself a 10-day. And before you know it, Carl at 55 is in the
Carl's
NBA.
Carl's a nightmare to guard, too.
Just a menace on the 3-point line.
This is the part of the season where you have like a video analyst or an assistant coach suit up just to take some minutes. I mean, back when the Mariners were still tanking during their pandemic shortened season, wasn't it their president, who's now gone, that said, like, you're going to see my tubby tummy out there in left field before you're going to see Jared Kelnick or some of the guys that they didn't want to start their service clocks on yet? Oh,
exactly. Exactly. But Blazers, you can win tonight with your ragtag group against the Thunder. Because, as I said at the beginning of the show, Joey and a friend of his and his mother are going to the game. So this was
Have you told them yet?
About how half the team isn't playing and that I'll be out there soon up? No.
We should tell him. We should bring him in here and tell him. Yeah. Just get his reaction.
Hey, Shaden Sharp day today.
Yeah. Hey, hopefully, honestly. But
Ruben Patterson bobblehead night.
Like. Stop. self-proclaimed Kobe stopper.
With that being said, though, the Blazers season, it's officially over. You know, I mean, I think that we can come to terms with that it's over, and we can start, you know, living our lives beyond that, which feels good. But this is also becoming a tradition now, a yearly tradition, where Joey gets to go to a late season game when the team is completely out of it and we're fighting for lottery picks. And I'm like, you know what? You can have this one game just because he's in attendance, all right? But after that, you better lose the last 8, Portland.
Wondering why Trent Watford is his favorite player. Bro, he's so cold.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he is. And
he's good, you know, but, you know, when those are the only players you see play consistently, like, you begin to think that those are the stars of the team.
Man, I can't tell you how depressing it was seeing some of my tweets from, like, October about this Blazers team the other night.
What, 11, 12, and 4? What was their start? Yeah, like, how awesome they were going to be?
Oh, yeah. It was a lot of, you know, and it tracks being a Blazer fan. You get way too high with the highs, you get way too low with the lows.
Well, you also thought you were going to have Gary Payton as a midseason addition coming back from injury. There were a couple of pieces that made you think, along with Grant, you know, being that 3-and-D guy that you needed, like, hey, this team, they're not going to be a championship team, but could this start to come together for these supporting pieces that Dame needs? No. No.
No.
Portland is seriously considering shutting down Dame. Yeah, well, it should have been... That should have been done.
Should have gotten that. What was that win that they got against? I can't remember who it was last week, but it's like, why? Why are you winning? The Bulls. The Bulls. Why are you winning?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's well, again, it was a great season, guys. I don't care if there's
No, it wasn't.
Nine games left, but
season was terrible. This is the most disappointing Blazer season that I can remember in a while. I talked to my cousin the other day, and he was like, yeah, I mean, I kind of expected, you know, this is kind of what I was expecting. No, you didn't. None of us expected this. None of us expected to have one of the best players in basketball and be one of the worst teams in the league.
This was Dame's 32 season. Come on.
Get out of here.
To end on a positive note, tune in next week because it is a special show for Rashad and I.
Yes, it is.
It's our WrestleMania show, which is going to be, I mean, I don't know. I might just show up like Randy Macho Man Savage up in here.
Oh,
you know,
show up in just a Speedo. Just nothing but just a wrestling Speedo.
I'd rather you didn't, but yeah, we can, you know, we can talk about outfits though.
But tune in because we're going to have a special guest next Sunday and we'll start pumping it throughout the week. But definitely tune in. It's going to be a fun show for Rashad Taylor, for Jordan Schultz, and for Marcus Greaves joining the show.
Absolutely.
This was a fun day. Kicking off our Sunday right. I hope we kicked your Sunday off right, and we will see you guys next Sunday. Enjoy your week. Hopefully it's nice. Hopefully you can get out and golf, do whatever you want.
Hopefully the snow stays away.
Dear God, what is that?
Portland, baby.
Yeah. All right, have a good Sunday. Thanks for joining us, and we'll catch you all next week.
Listening to Sports Sunday with Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Well, we ain't got no problems over here, but the Blazers certainly do.
Tons of problems.
Well, I don't know. Do you consider losing at this point in the season a problem? Because I find that a good thing.
When you become to when you go to tank mode and you're resting four of your players and you're keeping your star player out for the next nine games, you are officially like before we were just bad. Right? Let's be real. They weren't tanking. They weren't trying to tank. They just sucked. Now they're an officially like, they're official like, we suck, we're tanking.
Well, it was just came out yesterday, I believe, from Shams reported it.
Shams Charania.
Yes.
Mr. Sources guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Mr. Let me just listen to everything Golden State says.
I'm never going to believe anything he writes again, just so you know. He had Jason Quick attached to this, and that is why I believe this story, but yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, I won't go that far, but it was a bad look where, I mean, Moraine was even saying that he's like, they didn't check in with anybody with the Blazers, that Gary Payton stuff. Anyways, I digress.
Other segment, yeah.
Damian Lillard, basically, they're going to be shutting him down. I want to find the exact tweet because it kind of made me laugh where Shams was like, the Blazers are concerned with a calf, are taking precautions as Lillard deals with a calf injury.
Verbal vomit.
But yeah, precautions because of a calf. Yeah, okay. Granted, a week or so ago, I was saying like, yeah, Dame, your back hurts. Wait, no, it's your hip. Wait, it's no, it's your ankle. Whatever. Just get him out of the gosh dang game. All right. And I'm glad I stopped myself right there. But
almost had a moment.
I got the dump.
Yeah. But that's the true Blazer fandom in me coming out. There's a lot more colorful words than that. But Blazers are shutting down Dame. Who'd you say is not playing tonight? It's Dame, Grant. It's like everybody.
All four out of the five starters at the beginning of this season, and the other starter was traded in Josh Hart, now on the Knicks. So no one on the court to start the game for the Blazers today as they did game.
And I just got a text. They're seeing if I can get some running tonight. 5 to 10 minutes, the Blazers are asking me.
10-day contract?
Joe Fish is going to suit up.
Yep, dude, that's like a $300,000 deal right there.
I got some things going on today, though. I don't know if I can make it. But
I'll play. If they need me, guys, I'll play some minutes.
How great would that be if there is just like worst franchise in the NBA? I know that they've done the open tryouts, but it's like, hey, you know what?
Remember when the Jets, you know, and they made a whole movie about it. Mark Wahlberg was the star.
I think that's the Eagles.
The Eagles. Yeah, Vince Papale. And they made a whole movie about it. What if they just allowed people to just come and do an open run for the Blazers and see if they can play for the rest of the season?
Who is the worst team record-wise? Pistons, Spurs, one of those two? Like, let's say they had a promotional night one night, like last game of the year, the five-minute, like, we will run a contest, we'll run tryouts, and we will give a roster spot for one night for someone to play like 5 minutes on this court with our we're not going to do anything. Let's just give this guy, you know, a chance to ball.
Let's put him on the court, give him a jersey.
Oh, I'm sure that people that have been trying to make the league for years would absolutely love that promo night.
Listen,
all there's a dude in G League, like, what the hell is this? Are you kidding me?
All I need is just one. I just need to be able to say, I checked into an NBA game. Here's the box score. Look, 0 minutes, 0 points.
Dude, I want to get Carl, 55-year-old over at the Y, that just has an absolute J. He just knows his shooting form and just post him up at the baseline and, oh, Carl with another 3-pointer.
Oh, man.
And then he gets himself a 10-day. And before you know it, Carl at 55 is in the
Carl's
NBA.
Carl's a nightmare to guard, too.
Just a menace on the 3-point line.
This is the part of the season where you have like a video analyst or an assistant coach suit up just to take some minutes. I mean, back when the Mariners were still tanking during their pandemic shortened season, wasn't it their president, who's now gone, that said, like, you're going to see my tubby tummy out there in left field before you're going to see Jared Kelnick or some of the guys that they didn't want to start their service clocks on yet? Oh,
exactly. Exactly. But Blazers, you can win tonight with your ragtag group against the Thunder. Because, as I said at the beginning of the show, Joey and a friend of his and his mother are going to the game. So this was
told them yet
about how half the team isn't playing and that I'll be out there soon enough. No,
we should tell him. We should bring him in here and tell him. Just get his reaction.
Hey, Shaden Sharp day today.
Yeah. Hey, hopefully, honestly, but
Ruben Patterson bobblehead night. Like.
Stop. self-proclaimed Kobe stopper.
With that being said, though. The Blazers season, it's officially over. You know, I mean, I think that we can come to terms with that it's over and we can start, you know, living our lives beyond that, which feels good. But this is also becoming a tradition now, a yearly tradition where Joey gets to go to a late season game when the team is completely out of it and we're fighting for lottery picks. And I'm like, you know what? You can have this one game just because he's in attendance. All right. But after that, you better lose the last 8. Portland. And they have
wondering why Trent Watford is his favorite player. Bro, he's so cold.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he is. And
he's good, you know, but you know, when those are the only players you see play consistently, like you begin to think that those are the stars of the team.
Man, I can't tell you how depressing it was seeing some of my tweets from like October about this Blazers team the other night.
What, 11, 12, and 4? What was their start? Yeah, like how awesome they were going to be.
Oh, yeah. It was a lot of, you know, and it tracks being a Blazer fan. You get way too high with the highs, you get way too low with the lows.
Well, you also thought you were going to have Gary Payton as a midseason addition coming back from injury. There were a couple of pieces that made you think, along with Grant, you know, being that 3-and-D guy that you needed, like, hey, this team, they're not going to be a championship team, but could this start to come together for these supporting pieces that Dame needs? No. No.
No.
Portland is seriously considering shutting down Dame. Yeah, well, it should have been... That should have been done.
Should have gotten that. What was that win that they got against? I can't remember who it was last week, but it's like, why? Why are you winning? The Bulls. Bulls. Why are you winning?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's, well, again, it was a great season, guys. I don't care if there's...
Don't lie. No, it wasn't.
9 games left, but...
season was terrible. This is the most disappointing Blazer season that I can remember in a while. I talked to my cousin the other day, and he was like, yeah, I mean, I kind of expected, you know, this is kind of what I was expecting. No, you didn't. None of us expected this. None of us expected to have one of the best players in basketball and be one of the worst teams in the league.
This was Dame's 32 season. Come on.
Get out of here.
To end on a positive note, tune in next week because it is a special show for Rashad and I.
Yes, it is.
It's our WrestleMania show, which is going to be, I mean, I don't know. I might just show up like Randy Macho Man Savage up in here.
Oh,
you know, show up in just a Speedo, just nothing but just a wrestling Speedo.
I'd rather you didn't, but yeah, we can, you know, we can talk about outfits though.
But tune in because we're gonna have a special guest next Sunday and we'll start pumping it throughout the week, but definitely tune in. It's gonna be a fun show for Rashad Taylor, for Jordan Schultz, and for Marcus Grees joining the show.
Absolutely.
This is a fun day. Kicking off our Sunday right. I hope we kicked your Sunday off right, and we will see you guys next Sunday. Enjoy your week. Hopefully it's nice. Hopefully you can get out and golf, do whatever you want.
Hopefully the snow stays away.
Dear God, what is that?
Portland, baby.
Yeah. All right, have a good Sunday. Thanks for joining us, and we'll catch you all next week.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.